CQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is N4ZLK. My name is Shane, and my location is Cleveland, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call N4ZLK. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call N4ZLK. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGG-2 portion. Before we begin the RF portion of the net, we will recognize those who have utilized the pre-net check-in feature of the BRARS.cc. And also during the RF portion, we will stop and recognize any EchoLink stations. I'd like to recognize KC4PLT, Richard, in Flower Branch, Georgia. Actually, I think he's in Pennsylvania. KF4CKT, John, in Honeypot. KC4WJG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia. KE4VGN, Scott in Greenville. AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity, South Carolina. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KG4PFI and KG4QLQ, Don and Linda in Piedmont. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. WA4 Japan Japan Zanzibar, that would be Andy in Aiken, South Carolina, in the Flatlands. NC9V, and that is Leon in Hendersonville, and he brings along Wendy. KE4DXJ. Then we have N4CRV, Lee in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, Andy in near Table Rock. And he's my neighbor out here. KR4HQY, that's also Andy. Oh, I got that listed Andy twice. Sorry about that. Got two different call signs with Andy. I'm not sure what's going on there. KN4RJN, and that is John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KC4W, and that's Bill in Anderson. And I believe that is all my pre-nets. So tonight, Saturday night, we will begin the roll to Alpha through Delta. If the suffix of your call begins with an A through D, please call N4ZLK.
For ZLK. In Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Terry and Moore. Negative and negative. Good evening, Shane.
Is that okay? Mr. Shane, Miss Beth in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Beth and all on the net.
Control would like to recognize Terry. KR4ACR. Good evening, Terry. He's in Moore, South Carolina. Nice to hear you tonight, Terry. Thanks for checking in. And then KI4DOS, Gary, and Joy, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and they are in Easley. Hello, Gary. Please tell Joy hello from Beth and I, and thank you for checking in with us. Any more stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Alpha through Delta, please call N4ZLK. Right before we go to the next group, and let's check with EchoLink. EchoLink stations only. forgot my own call there. Sorry about that. Call N4ZLK.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee Hotel Yankee KO4YHY. That's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
Control would like to recognize KO4YHY, Jim and Berea, using an Echolink. Thanks for checking in, Jim. Appreciate you stopping by this evening. All right, let's move down to Echo through Hotel, E through H. If the suffix of your call begins with the letters E through H, please call N4ZLK.
ZLK. Shane, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4 EZN Harry in Cannon, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Shane. Stay warm tomorrow. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KC4 EZN Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, I believe it's probably going to be colder up there than it is down here. So same to you. Stay warm. Thank you for checking in. And also, I would like to check in this group, K4HNR. That is Connor. And he was going to call the net tonight, but something came up, so I'm calling it for him. He normally calls on the second, third, and fourth Saturday of the month. So that's Connor in Greenville, and he'll be negative and negative also. Any more stations, Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
Control. And Kilo Romeo 4EEE.
Control would like to recognize KR4EEE, and that's Greg in Hendersonville. And Greg, I got you. Your signal broke up, but I was able to get enough of it to get who you were. Thanks for checking in. It sounded good when it was there. Peter. But thanks for checking in this evening. And any more stations, Echo through Hotel, please call N4ZLK or Net Control. All right, it sounds like we might have some people busy this time of year for some reason. I wonder what that is. Let's move on down to India through Lima, I through L. If you want to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
ZLK. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Beware, I'll be negative and negative. Send safety threes for each one of you.
Okay. Check in with E4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Good evening to all on the net. Everybody have a safe weekend and be careful when it's cold. Come back tomorrow night. No credit, no problem.
Is that okay? Team, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Then 4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to recognize these three fine regulars from North Carolina. First, we have KK4JFO, James up there in Tuxedo. Thank you, James, for checking in. And then Sid, W4IOE, up in Fletcher. Thank you, Sid, for stopping by and checking in with us tonight. You have a good weekend. And Duncan, KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville. Nice to hear you tonight, Duncan. Thanks for checking in with me. Hope you have a great weekend. And let's see, all of you, thanks for checking in. And let's try one more time. India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Move down to the next alphabetical group. Mike through Papa, M through P. If the suffix of your call begins with an M or a P, or M through P, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Okay.
Shane, it's Whiskey 0 November Sierra, W0NS. Jonathan, I'm mobile tonight in Anderson. No comment, but I do have a question if anybody's got some experience with Summits on the Air or with Mesh Tastic using ham radio.
Control. Shane, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike. Whiskey, Rick, we're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Thanks for checking in. This is N4ZLK on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. First, I'd like to recognize Jonathan, W0NS. And Jonathan, you said you're mobile. Are you going to be around? Do you want to wait till the check-ins are over, or do you want to go ahead and ask your question now?
I am mobile, but I'll be on here for quite a while, so I'll be happy to stick around till the end.
That we'll wait till the formal portion or the check-ins are over, and at least let me get through it once, and I'll come back to you. If I don't come back to you, remind me. Call back in here. I had a big meal at Lewis Barbecue tonight, and I feel like it's affected me a little bit. I'm a little bit slower. Thanks for checking in, Jonathan, and I'll get back to you in a little bit. Next, we'd like to check in KK4ONO, Lorena, in Piedmont, and she brings along her husband, Rick, KK4DMW. And, of course, he's in Piedmont as well, and they bring along their daughter by telephone relay, KM4MOQ, Michelle. And I think she's in Ware Shoals. Thank you, Lorena, for checking in with us tonight. You and Rick and the family have a nice weekend. Any more check-ins, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK.
Okay. Please check in WG4MC. This is Matt in Western Greenville County. CNAV-A-NATIVE-73 to you and all the net.
I would like to recognize WG4MC, Matt, in Western Greenville County. Matt, thank you for checking in with us tonight. Hope you have a great weekend, and nice to hear you this evening. All right, let's move down to the next group, Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
ZLK. Hey, Shane, very nice to hear you tonight. Thanks for calling the net. I was kind of waiting around there for a minute. Got a stranger coming back on here tonight here in a minute. Anyways, please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
N4ZLK. It must be the stranger he's talking about. Please check in Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T. Name is Rusty. I'm located in Moore, South Carolina. No traffic, no comments. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Rusty. I was waiting on you tonight, so I didn't step on you.
Or is that okay? Hello, Shane. Hope you're doing good tonight. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Raymond Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Get out your long underwear tonight and keep your powder dry, Chris. Good evening.
Hey, Chris, W2D.
Hey, Rusty.
For ZLK, please check in Whiskey 4 Sugar Baker X-ray. The name here is Brad. I'm located in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. And hello to Chris. And Semper Fi, Chris. Merry Christmas to all on the net.
Net Control would like to recognize this friendly group. My good friend Tom, N0TR. Tom, you and Bernice have a good evening. It's nice to hear you tonight. Hope you have a great weekend. Thank you for checking in with me. And Rusty, WU2T. Rusty, I was just thinking, I remember you calling the net a long time ago, back when I first, not long after I got my license. I think I might have been licensed right before you, but you were one of the first ones I remember on a regular basis calling the net. So nice to hear you. Thanks for checking in. And then Chris in Liberty, KO4QLG. Chris, nice to hear you tonight. Thank you for checking in, and I hope you're doing well. And then we've got Brad in Simpsonville, W4SBX. Brad, thanks for checking in, and Merry Christmas to you as well. Thank you for that. Merry Christmas to everyone. And we will see if there's any more check-ins. Quebec through Tango, if you're wanting to check, please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Let's move down to the Uniform Through Zulu group. U through Z. If your call begins with a U, or the suffix of your call has a U or a Z in it, or begins with, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg N. Greer, negative and negative.
Looks like you might be the only one at the moment. KO4WTQ, Greg N. Greer. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Hope you have a great weekend, but I am going to add one more by telephone relay. That's my son, Seth, KQ4WJT, and he is in Greenville. And we'll add him to the list here. Any more check-ins in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK or Net Control. Go to the whole alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If the suffix of your call begins with an A through the Z and you'd like to check in, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
Net Control.
N4ZLK. This is W4SBX. By telephone relay, I'd like to check in, my friend. I don't know if you already checked in, but Kilo Quebec 4, Whiskey Hotel November, Mark in Greer.
I'll pause here for a second. Checking in KQ4WHN, Mark in Greer, by telephone relay. I appreciate that. And then the last station that checked in, you're barely holding the repeater. I can't get enough of it. I don't, if you're mobile or if you're on an HT, maybe move around to where you've got a better signal, a receive signal, and try it again, and give your call phonetically as well, your name and your call, well, not your name, but your call phonetically, and let's see if we can get you. So that last station only, please go ahead again. Is there anybody that could relay that for me? Okay, that last station, I don't know if you can boost your power or try again in a minute, but you're just not holding the repeater enough. I feel like I recognize the voice, but I don't hear enough of it to be able to remember what the call is, so maybe try it again in a minute. Any more stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK.
Oh. Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, N4AHO. This is Doug in Walhalla, negative and negative this evening, 73 the net.
4ZLK. Same, it is good to hear you on the net. Call the net. It probably feels good to contribute like that, but it's also great on this end. To hear you out there, your voice is clear, you're easily understood, you're cheery, and I like cheery voices. So anyway, thank you for being there. Please check in the Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We both make our home in Greer. Just mark us in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. Enjoy this weather, if you can. 7-3.
America, Japan, 4, Echo November. The name is Bobby Dianora. I'll be negative and negative.
This is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize N4AHO, Doug in Walhalla. Doug, thank you for checking in with me tonight. And then my good friend Larry, KK4JBQ. Larry, thank you for the compliments there on the signal and the clarity. I appreciate that. I try a little bit anyway. I hope it comes across better than I think it does. Thank you for checking in, and thank you for bringing Donna, KC4MFK. I hope you and Donna have a great weekend. And if I don't talk to you, Merry Christmas. Of course, I wish that for everybody here that's listening tonight, too. And then I've got AJ4EN, Alpha Juliet 4, Echo November. And that is Bobby in Aura. Bobby, thank you for checking in with us tonight. And I got a text message from the station that was trying. That is Patrick, KO4HKX. And he's mobile up there in Horseshoe area of North Carolina. That's why he was struggling to get in. So thank you for checking in, Patrick, if you can hear me. Please be careful going home, and hello to Elise, and hope you guys have a good weekend. Any more stations, Alpha through Zulu, before I close down the formal portion of the net. If you would like to call and check in, please call N4ZLK or Net Control.
N4ZLK. Good evening. Please check in. KB0, KBJ, Kilo Bravo 0, Kilo Bravo Japan, Steve, South Dakota. I have no traffic. If you call on me for comments, I'll make some short ones. Back to you.
Okay. Call on the net. Good to hear you calling the net. Doing an excellent job. Appreciate you getting us together on Saturday night. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Shane. No traffic, no comments tonight. 7-3 to you and everyone on the net.
This is N4ZLK on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize by Echo Link, and I apologize. I keep trying to remember to look over there at that little section of the screen to make sure there's no Echo Link stations. And there is another one there. I'll get to them in a minute. But KB0KBJ, that's Steve up in South Dakota. Steve, I appreciate you taking the time to check in. I'll be back to you for some comments here in a little bit. And then we've got Mike, AK4HR, in Simpsonville. Mike, thank you for checking in tonight. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll listen for you the next time you call the net. Thank you for calling it. And Echo Link stations only now. Let's do Echo Link stations again. Call N4ZLK or Net Control.
N4ZLK. Good evening, Shane and Annette. This is KC4SKD Larry and also KG4AHS Rondo, both in Easley. Please check us in and out tonight, Shane, just the two of us tonight. So hope everyone's having a good evening. KC4SKD.
Hey, Larry. I'd like to recognize KC4SKD. That's Larry and Easley. He brings along his wife, Rhonda, KG4AHS. And he comes along on Echolink. And again, Larry, I apologize if you were waiting for a little bit. I didn't mean to skip you guys over there. Let's try one more time, or another time, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Before I close down the formal portion, Alpha through Zulu, please call N4ZLK.
Is that okay? Name, please check in K4HNR, Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor. I'm just now leaving Ethan's house. I'm mobile here at Traveler's Rest. I really appreciate you covering that for me tonight. Thank you so much. I'll be negative and negative and heading home here, but thank you so much again, and I'm sure we'll see you again here soon. Have a good night.
Control would like to recognize K4HNR officially this time. Connor, I checked you in earlier by telephone relay, so I appreciate you coming by anyway and saying hello. It's nice to see you today. You and Gabrielle have a good night. Love you guys, and hopefully we'll see you in the morning. That is K4HNR Connor, mobile in Greenville, or Traveler's Rest, I guess, headed back to Greenville. Be careful. All right, this is N4ZLK, net control. Now securing the formal portion of the net, and let's see, where are we? I'm securing the formal portion with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll begin the rag chew portion now of the net with periodic stops for check-in between the rag chews. And before I do that, I've already checked him in. Sorry, I looked at Echo Link again. Let's move up to Jonathan, N0WS, or W0, November, Sierra, W0NS. I got it. Your letter switched around there. Jonathan, go ahead with your question. I'm not sure if I'll be able to help you, but there might be somebody out here that will help you. So go ahead and call Net Control, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. Whiskey Zero November Sierra. My question's about summits on the air first. I know that you have to be within 25 meters of the summit, but I don't know if that's like in a circumference, a linear line, or an elevation amount. If anybody has any guidance on that, I would appreciate it. I'm trying to get started in that and went up to Laurel Fork Mountain today to scout it out, but I want to make sure I'm in the activation zone.
You have an answer to that. Would you say 25 meters within the summit, and you're wanting to know how exactly that works out? Is that correct?
Okay.
If any answers to Jonathan's questions, go ahead and give him a call, W0NS, and maybe give him, if you could help him out. I'm sorry, it doesn't sound like there is anybody that's listening that might know that answer, and I don't. I've heard people doing it. I know a couple guys that do it, but a couple in Georgia, and there's one around here. I know NY4G has done a lot of summits. He's not on the net a lot. But I don't know the answer to that, and I'm sorry about that. But I think you had another question as well.
That's all right, Shane. I appreciate you putting it out there just to see. My second question was on Meshtastic using ham radio privileges. I'm trying to figure out if that's under the same frequency that the regular Meshtastic works. I know that it can be operated on other ISM ham allocated frequencies, but I'm trying to find out if there's overlap with that, if anybody happens to know that. Whiskey Zero, November Sierra.
So you able to help Jonathan out with that? Call W0NS.
W0NF, W4SBX here, Brad in Simpsonville. I'm still new into Meshtastic. I'm not aware that, I guess I'm under the opinion that it's not even connected to ham radio. So I'm not sure if I understand your question, if you can rephrase it, or maybe you know something I don't know. Back to you.
Good to hear you again. The little I know about it so far is that the general Meshtastic use is limited to about 1 watt or less than a watt, but if used under ham radio privileges, you cannot use the encryption enabled with it, but you can go up to 10 watts. I know in the app there is an option to select using ham radio privileges, which disables encryption for sent messages, but I wasn't sure how to make that active if I have to get a different node on a different frequency or something like that.
Yeah, roger that. Lance, you just blew my mind right there because I wasn't aware of that. I got to dig deeper in that, but I just thought they all were like, what, a watt or half a watt. They're very interesting, though, so I'm going to dig around and try to find out what you know because it sounds like you know more than I know. W4SBX, I'll be clear and back to net control.
Appreciate you jumping in there. Anybody else might have an answer for Jonathan, please call W0NS. I apologize that I don't know. I haven't gotten into any of that. I think Patrick has researched Meshtastic a little bit. He may know more than I think he does or that I'm aware of, and he'll be on the net. He calls the net tomorrow night if you want to check back in. I've heard other hams on this frequency talking about it, but apparently they're not listening tonight. So I'm sorry I couldn't help you there. Anything else for you?
You know, I do appreciate you trying, though. I'm sure we'll figure out an answer one way or the other and share it around with those interested. But I appreciate you letting me take the time on the repeater to do it. But I'll be sticking around, continuing on, still driving. Back to you, Net Control, W0NS.
W0NS from N4ZLK. Okay, Jonathan. Sorry we couldn't help you there. Appreciate Brad jumping in a little bit there. I do like when people have questions. There's a lot of knowledge out there, and you never know when someone is listening that they might be able to jump in and help you, and then that's a good time to do it. All right, let's move on. Before I go to our next rag chewer here, let's check any more check-ins, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call N4ZLK or net control.
Okay. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Zen 4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And the night is not complete without Tommy checking in. Tommy, thanks for checking in with us. K4XB in southern Greenville County. I appreciate you stopping by and bringing along Angela. KQ4 to be determined. KQ4 TBD. And one of these days we'll get her to check in. I think I heard her check in one time, and it would be nice to have her check in on a regular basis or even check you in for her. So, anyway, thanks for checking in. You guys have a good weekend and Merry Christmas. One more time, really quickly, any more check-ins before I go to the next rank tour, Alpha through Zulu, call N4ZLK. To the next person on the stump, that would be KB0, KBJ, Steve up there in South Dakota. Steve, call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK in the net, KB0, KBJ, hey, good evening to you. And everyone else, yeah, looking at the activation zone, it said, including within 25 meters vertical. So I guess if the thing is a straight up and down spire, you not only got to be within the top of that spire horizontally, but also hanging off the side of a cliff if it's over 80 feet tall. So anyhow, yeah, how's things going down that way? You guys looking like you're going to be dealing with some more winter-like weather here coming up.
KB0 KBJ from N4ZLK. Steve, yeah, it sounds like it. I have not checked the weather. I used to keep a pretty good eye on it when I was working out in it every day, and I am not, well, I'm semi-retired. I've left the job that I was at for 34 years, and I was out in it, you know, in and out of a vehicle and delivering. So I really haven't been, I've gotten out of the habit of paying attention to the weather every day, so I didn't even notice it was going to get cold. I need to check on that. But two or three people from up in North Carolina, across the state line there, mentioned how it was going to get cold down here, and you mentioned it too, so I probably ought to take a look at it and see. I'm sure it's not going to be as cold as you've got it up there, but we've got some good friends in Illinois, and my wife Beth was commenting to her about how she had to wear a coat today. We were outside for a little bit, went to a little concert one of our granddaughters had, and sent her a picture of us outside, and our friend commented how she noticed that a lot of people weren't wearing jackets, and then she sent a picture of all the snow they've got up there. So we always kind of go back and forth a little bit at that. So what's it up there like that for you? How's the weather in South Dakota, Steve?
Yeah, before I give you my big, long, detailed report on the weather spec, yeah, I know. I used to be all about it, too, myself, writing down temperatures every day and all this. And then I kind of realized it's always the same with just cool in the winter and warm in the summer. So I've kind of given up on that myself. Just kind of, I was doing, like I said, the daily journal. And then it became a weekly, and then it became a monthly, and then it's a quarterly, and luckily if I do a yearly now. Kind of sum it up. It was hot. It was cold. You know, I didn't like this or I didn't like that. This was great. That was great. it's cool here now. As to be expected. Winter kind of seemed to come on with a real sudden. The last couple of years, winters have been pretty mild. Last winter was especially mild. 2 inches of snow, maybe 6 inches total. Throughout the year, that was El Nino. Now La Nina's kicked in, they say, and I heard that earlier this fall. I said, well, I mean, probably a colder winter, and it seems to be holding true so far. So like I said, though, it started off kind of with a bang. It was warm, real warm. October, November, I mean, yeah, toasty. I was looking forward to getting cool. And then, let's see, it was 50 degrees the Monday before Thanksgiving, and then I heard some talk about weather. I was like, I better check it out, because we plan to go up to Michigan, upper Michigan, for Thanksgiving. And
So I sat down that evening, Monday evening, and we were planning to go there Wednesday and get there by, you know, it's a one-day drive. And I looked and said, ooh, 2 to 2.5 feet of snow? I don't think I want to deal with any of that. So we left. I said to the wife, well, are you packed? She's like, we can be. I'm like, good, because we're leaving in the morning. This is 8:30 at night, you know. So we shot out of here and made it up there. Just drizzled most of the way, and we got up there and watched it snow. And it didn't mount that much snow. I mean, not as much as they were forecasting. Yeah, it was like 15, 18 inches. That's about it. Nice weather, you know. And just kind of sat back and enjoyed it. It was a wet, heavy snow, so it stuck to the branches, and then got colder, and then the wind blew and tore the branches down, and which tore power lines down. Some places were out 2 or 3 days, but we didn't have any problem where I was staying at my cousin's. But, yeah, I just hopped on the snowmobiles and drove around and had fun with that and sledding, and it was really, really quite nice there, over.
Okay, with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, 12 to 15 inches, I guess that doesn't sound too bad when you're used to it. And I don't know, I've driven in a lot of snow over the years. We don't normally get that much here. I've seen it that much. I remember a good one back in the 80s, late 80s, we had one that shut down Greenville. I don't know if you were here then or not. I know you used to live here. And we drove up north to Delaware 1 year for my father-in-law's funeral in the middle of a snowstorm. It snowed before we left, and it snowed all the way up, and then it snowed another 10 inches after we got there, and that was an interesting drive, but we made it. But we don't see it all the time, so, but I'm glad you got to get out there and in Michigan and enjoy some snowmobiling and sledding and things like that. So I like the snow. I wouldn't want to see it all the time. It's nice when it comes here and there, but I don't like the ice that we usually get here, and when it knocks the power lines down, freezes everything up, powers out, and then you can't really go out and enjoy it either, because it's just all icy. So it would be nice if we got more snow. And I did check the weather while you were talking. Looks like it's supposed to get down to 20 tomorrow night. That's pretty cold. We were down in the 30s. We actually hit a couple of high 20s here overnight a couple of weeks ago or a week ago, but it's gone back up, kind of got mild again. In fact, I think it was 62 today where we were on Furman campus this afternoon, so it was pretty warm. I wish it would not do this up and down. I wish it would just kind of get cold and then stay there and then come back to getting a little warm again instead of back and forth, but that's South Carolina weather. So anyway, sounds like you had a nice time there. KB0KBJ, N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KB0KBJ. Yeah, I lived there a couple of years in the late 90s, and then 2003 to 08 times I lived there, so I didn't see anything too major. Yeah, it's nice when it gets down below that icy bit. Out of this Thanksgiving Day, let's call it Thanksgiving Day snow, we had here where I live in South Dakota, we didn't get that much. It was up in Michigan. We got 4 inches or so here. And, it wasn't really, I didn't have to push it. I just packed it down with my car. And now I got a nice snow base layer there. I don't have to, you know, if I plow more comes and I plow the snow, it's not going to be digging up grass and such. A nice smooth base. But they got us a little warm here, a week ago or so, and 40 or something, and base just went all slushy. The roads here in town, same story. It got all slushy, and then it froze, and now it's just bumpy. So the main drags are near clear, so no problem there. And with the temps as they are now, it's not going to be freezing on the roads. Right now I think it's around zero, so there's nothing freezing solid to anything. Just anything that comes just keeps blowing, you know, with our wind we always got up here, just blows across the roads and off into the ditches and fields and such. So no worry there. We're past that slippery stage for sure. But yeah, other than that, I've just been living life up here and figured I'd check in, see what you guys are up to down there. Did kind of one of my little side things, you know, a person always got something going on. I decided to invest in a generator. So I found a 4kW. It's not going to hold up the whole house all by itself, but I mean, I can flip things on and off, at least keep the heat on if the power should go, which doesn't happen much here. You don't have trees killing power lines, you know. So, but I figured it might be one of those things that might have a good idea. Dual fuel generator, so I can run off propane too. I've kind of been playing with that. That's about it on this end. I guess we'll just turn it back to you there. Have yourself a good evening. Good hearing you and everyone else on the net here. N4ZLK, KB0, KBJ, 73.
4ZLK on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, Steve, I appreciate you hanging around and having some comments. I think everybody should have a generator, but also I'm amazed at how many people still don't know not to run them inside their house or their garage. There was just another couple a couple of weeks ago that I heard here locally that passed away because they were running a small generator in their garage. I'm not sure I understand that, but it happens. So anyway, thanks for checking in. Hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas, and I hope to talk to you again soon. And again, thank you for checking in and making some comments. All right, this is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have any more stations wanting to check in for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call N4ZLK or net control.
Well, see, I've got a comment about that they was talking about earlier about that. What was that? Fantastic. I know very little about that, but I've heard somebody tell me that that operates on 900 megahertz.
4LZI from N4ZLK. Hello, Andy. Yeah, the Meshtastic. I barely know how to pronounce it. I've just been listening to people talking about it. I don't know. That's very possible. I haven't researched it. It has a familiar ring to it, like it could be possibly run on that frequency, but I don't know if it's supposed to be, if that's a dedicated frequency port or not, or if that's the only one you can use. But like I was telling John, there's some other people, or Jonathan, there's some other people I have heard discussing that system on this repeater. So if they're not listening tonight, they'll probably be around at some point. How are you this evening, Andy?
Well, I've been listening here about most of the time. I done the pre-net while I was online just in case something happened to be sure I covered myself. But Briars here, the group here, club here back, I guess, 3 or 4 months ago done something at one of the meets about that. And WR4XM over here got to checking that out, and I happened to be over there. His place, that was when I was trying to get my license back, right? And we come to find out that it operates on 900 megahertz. And up on 900 megahertz, you got all kinds of things in it. Things from amateur to cordless phones to weather stations. And that's just what I know about.
For that, Andy, I know that a lot of frequencies have a lot of different things being used on them, all kinds of services being used on multiple frequencies. So I don't know enough about any of that. I know a little bit about HF and a little bit about 2-meter, and that's what I pretty much stay around, or the VHF, UHF portion of the bands. I don't get up into that really ultra-high frequencies or anything like that.
Well, see, I dying. Prior to dying, I ain't even heard of it. You might say, and still can't pronounce it, but judging from what I saw, there's certain hills and mountaintops round up here in upstate that has some of that on there. And somewhere down the line, there'll be one up on Glassy Mountain here outside of Pickens. But WR4XM would have to inform you more about that than I could. We was trying to renew my license at the time, and he happened to see that on the Briars site there about that, where they talked about it 3 or 4 months ago down there, and got up over here about it. And prior to that, I didn't even know of its existence. And I'm trying to remember. Y'all was talking about the snow earlier. That back in, it was either January 1988, I think we had about a foot of snow here at that time in January of 88. And that's the most snow that we've had, at least that I can remember, come the snow. But as you say, it's usually ice that we got to deal with.
N4ZLK and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, you're right, Andy. And it was 1988, January of 1988. I was a senior in high school. So that's kind of why I remember that. I remember driving up and down Wade Hampton. We got 16 inches where I lived in Taylor's, which was a lot. And I remember reading news articles or seeing newspaper articles. Even they show up every once in a while on social media. A newspaper item about 85 being shut down and people stranded for 2 or 3 days out there on 85, and the Red Cross and emergency crews were trying to get to them and bring them food and blankets and take them to warm places because 85 was completely shut down. I don't know if you saw that during that time.
Well, LZI, you have to remember back at that time, all first responders frequencies over here in Greenville, both, everything was analog. And believe me, those frequencies were very, very busy during that time.
They were. And I knew it went on, but I didn't know anything about it. I wasn't involved in any kind of radio communications at that time. I was just out driving around with no cell phone and no radio and you know, like we used to do. We'd leave home and tell our parents. We'd call them, you know, we'd see them when we got back, or we'd call them when we got there if we could find a phone. Anyway, all right, Andy, anything else? Let me check to see if we got any more check-ins, and I'll come back to you here in a second. Anybody else wanting to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call N4ZLK. All right, what you got, everybody? Andy, any other comments? KI4LZI from N4ZLK.
Well, LZI, well, that was the lead up ultimate for me to getting my license here. Like I said, I'd been listening when I wasn't working back in the day. Because I know I was trying to go to work. I can't remember that second week in January or when I was trying to go from here to a place I was working at Travel Dress at the time. And I ended up, I just couldn't do it because between here and back over toward Marietta, there's a lot of places where there's bad about having ice and roads in the shade. I just couldn't do it, but being that I started monitoring all this in the late 70s, that's monitoring all that and everything then analog led up to me ultimately getting my license. So you might say that was my early start ultimately to being here, but there wasn't any problem. If you had an analog receiver, you could hear everything in those days. But go ahead and take care of your net. I could carry on half the night talking. KI4LZI.
For LZI from N4ZLK. All right, Andy. Well, thanks for coming in here and extending out the net a little bit. That always helps. And good to hear you tonight. I hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas if I don't talk to you. And and I'm sure we'll talk to you again. All right, one more time, Alpha through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, please call N4ZLK.
N4ZLK, KB0KBJ here again. Please check in, my wife, KD0NIQ, that's Kilo Delta 0, November, India, Quebec, KD0NIQ. Megan, no traffic, no comments. And back to you.
All right, KB0KBJ from N4ZLK. I'm wondering if I got this call right. Did you say KB0NIQ, November, India, Quebec? I've got coming up with a Jody Olson. Can you give me that one more time just in case I have it wrong?
Yeah, I don't know how that worked out, but you got the last name right, but not the first. Yeah, you got the last part of the call right also. But the prefix is Kilo Delta Zero NIQ is the suffix. KB0KBJ.
All right, I got it. KB0KBJ, or let me try it over. KB0KBJ, yeah, you're checking in Kilo Delta Zero, November, India, Quebec. There we are. Megan, I've got her now. All right, I appreciate it. Steve, I got her checked in, and thank you very much for coming back and checking her in and correcting me on that. Steve, again, thanks for the comments, and hope you and Megan and the family have a good weekend and a Merry Christmas.
Hey, likewise, same to you. It is a good time of year. All right, I'm going to have some crackers and cheese and other yummy stuff. And there's a bit more noise that I think you probably want to care to listen to. I'm going to enjoy this. Have yourself a great evening and a good Christmas. KB0KBJ.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, this is N4ZLK with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anybody for comments or check-ins? Please call N4ZLK. I think that's it for the night. Thanks to everyone for checking in with me tonight. I hope you all have a good evening and a Merry Christmas, a great weekend. And please stand by while I send my net report. And then I'll be back to close out the net. Then 4ZLK, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. I appreciate everyone that checked in with me tonight. Everyone have a good weekend. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, good night, and God bless.